JMI Wealth Tuesday morning. Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Righto, talk to me about oil. What do we do?
Right, so we talked yesterday about the potential impact of the rebel drone strikes on the Saudi oil facility. So 24 hours on, how are we looking? Well, the oil futures started trading sort of fairly early in our session yesterday. So I'm just looking at Brent crude. You could look at sort of West Texas Intermediate or other things, but let's just focus on Brent. Spiked up to $72, so we know Friday night closed around 60. Dropped back to $65, currently sitting just over $69, so $69.09. So calls for a doubling in oil prices were somewhat exaggerated. So we've seen it. It's about a 14% jump. Now, that could be the largest single-day gain for Brent crude since 2008, depending on where the Monday session closes. And I think I mentioned this yesterday, and I'll repeat it today. It's all about how long the supply disruption actually lasts. And yeah, they've given us some indication of that. They said they could have a third of the output restored pretty quickly, I think. And the return to full production, though, could take some weeks. So we just don't know how long that's going to last. I also said, though, yesterday, and I think I'd reiterate this now because this seems to be becoming a bit of a theme over the last 24 hours. The question now is whether or not you need to put a sort of geopolitical risk premium on oil on a more permanent basis. So basically the Saudis fix the facilities, but then the price stays elevated because of fear of further attacks and attacks on other parts of the infrastructure, and that we just remains to be seen. So there's been calls as well, but hey, you know, the US, they've got production, they're the biggest oil producer now, they could fill the gap, but the thing is they can't quickly move to replace the production, Mike. And plus, you haven't got the oil tankers there. You actually have to physically move stuff to move the oil out of there. And apparently, this is something I've learned in the last 24 hours, Mike. There's a question mark over their capacity by what they call VLCCs. Now, that is a very technical term for very large crude carriers. Apparently, you need those in the US. You can't rock them into the US. Anyway. We also talked yesterday about what about the potential escalation of tensions between the US and Iran, and that's in the mix now too. And we just have to see how that pans out. Trump has authorized the use of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve if needed to offset any disruption. So look, we're just going to have to wait and see over the week at what the pressure on the oil price is like. It's ended a bit of a streak. I mean, the US share markets have actually been slowly grinding higher over the last 3 weeks. They're off overnight. Some concern, obviously, over the impact of a prolonged higher oil prices on a slowing global economy. So the S&P is down about 0.4%. New Zealand dollar's a bit lower overnight. And never a dull moment, Mike. Never a dull moment.
We're living in interesting times, as they say. Bellamy's just quickly. Now, there's a lot at play here. It's Chinese, it's big money, they're Australian, and it's infant formula, which, of course, affects A2.
Yeah, it is. A2 price up yesterday, yeah. But there's the conspiracy theorists are loving this very quickly. Bellamy's, an organic infant milk formula producer. They make other stuff as well, but they're mostly well known for the organic milk formula. The share price has been on a real roller coaster ride. The reason it's been on a roller coaster ride over the last 18 months is because they couldn't get registration by the State Administration for Market Regulation to sell its organic baby milk formula in Chinese retail outlets. So the share price has fallen from $22 down to $8.32. So then in walks yesterday a Chinese company called Meng Niu with a takeover offer. But this takeover offer is at a 59% premium to the price on Friday. So they've absolutely smashed it out the park. And it's not lost on everyone that Meng Niu is 62% owned by COFCO, which is a Chinese government-owned food giant. So the CEO of Bellamy's is saying, oh, they're not going to get fast-tracked registration, but the conspiracy theorists, they're loving this.
We'll watch and wait and see what happens. Yep. What are the numbers?
27,087 on the Dow Jones, down 132. It's actually 0.49% now. S&P 500 just lurking under 3,000, 2997, down 9. And the NASDAQ 8153 down 24. FTSE 100 7321 down 46. The Nikkei 21988. They're up 228 yesterday. Shanghai Composite barely moved 3030. The ASX 200 gained 4 yesterday, closing at 6673. And the NZX 50 down 32, 10,831 on the currencies. One New Zealand dollar, 0.6344 US, 0.9247 Aussie, 0.5766 euro, 0.5107 pounds, 68.52 yen. Gold surged yesterday on the back of this oil issues, $1,501.73. And Brent crude, as I said, $69.09.
Have a good one, mate. We'll look forward to Wednesday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.